Hi, welcome to .con with your hosts Ainsley, Laura, and Alex. In this show, we will talk about conspiracy theories in a comedic way.
Alex was unfortunately unavailable, but she will definitely be in the upcoming shows.
In this episode, we talk about the Mandela Effect, alien abductions, and celebrity theories.
Hi, my name is Ainsley.
And I'm Laura.
And today we'll be starting a new podcast / new show about conspiracy theories.
Conspiracy theories. There are a lot, so not all.
I don't think we'll cover all of them, but I mean...
Yeah. Popular and unpopular.
Yeah, some of these you probably haven't heard of. Like, when we were researching these, I know that I haven't heard of a bunch of these. Like, I only heard of a few.
These theories may be true or false, but still talking about them.
Yeah, because they're all really interesting. Like, they get you thinking about the government and Martians. Should I explain
yes.
the first one, or should we do, like... a little joke thing before. What about a would you rather? Okay, so we found a would you rather question. Would you rather have no one show up to your wedding or your funeral? What do you think, Laura?
I'd rather have no one show up to my funeral because, like, I'm dead, so I wouldn't even know it. Like, it's not that big a deal because, like, I wouldn't know, so.
Yeah, I mean, I think the same thing because, I mean, your wedding is, like, one of the most important days of your life when you're, like, committing yourself to another person. And
your funeral's like you're dead already.
Like, yeah, like get over yourself. You're already dead, so I mean you're not gonna know if nobody shows up
like,
or
get
not.
Get over probably. Yourself. You're not that popular.
Yeah, like it's not that big of a deal. If no one showed up to my funeral, I wouldn't cry about it. Like they probably
like at least no one wasted snacks. As long as the snacks didn't go to waste, I think it'll be okay.
So one of my favorite conspiracy theories, I don't know if Laura likes this one. Do you like this one?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
It's pretty good? Okay, so this is the Mandela Effect. You've probably heard of it. It's pretty popular, but I mean, not everybody's heard of this. So it's pretty much you remember something that didn't actually exist in the first place. And the theory behind it is we've switched into a parallel universe. This happened about 20-ish years ago. And we still remember the stuff from our old universe. And some of the examples are really interesting. And it's kind of scary because, like, it's off... You're going off of your memory, so, like, it's not, it's not proven.
First, you know the classic line from Star Wars, Luke, I am your father. Well, actually, if you go back, he never actually says that, which is strange. He actually says...
weird.
Well, when Luke is on, he's, like, dying. He's, like... I know enough about my parents. They said you killed him. And then he's like, no, I am your father.
And it's not Luke, I am your father. I am your father. It's so weird. Like, I always thought it was Luke, I am your father.
But
I'm like a huge Star Wars fan. Like, I love that series. And so when I was little, Berenstain Bears is like a huge book series and a huge...
It was just popular back then, you know? Yeah. Even if you were old, I would still watch it.
Yeah, it was popular.
Who says I still can't watch My Little Pony? No one. No one said that ever.
I always thought it was the Berenstain Bears, like Baron and then S-T-E-I-N. But it's actually Berenstain Bears, which is insane because it's always been Berenstain Bears to me, not Berenstain Bears. Like that sounds so weird.
You know that Monopoly guy on the front of the front of the box and all those things.
Like with the white hair and like
yeah,
the top
I
hat.
Always thought that he had one of those spectacle
monocle things.
Yeah, monocle things. And then you look and he doesn't. Like that's the craziest thing. No, like no. He has one. I refuse to believe it.
You refuse to believe it?
I refuse to believe it.
Okay. One of the most popular songs for sports teams is We Are the Champions by Queen. And you know how in the song it goes, no time for losers because we are the champions of the world? Actually, of the world never existed. It was always no time for losers because we are the champions.
Well, that's at the end. That's at the end.
Yeah. Like, even here, you can listen to it right now.
Right? Like, of the world. I'm like, wait, you're supposed to say something more, not just end it there. Like,
it just sounds weird.
That sounds weird.
It sounds really weird. I'm sorry, that's just me.
Someone's messing with YouTube.
So, you know how on school trips, or like, not school trips, but You know how you go to Staples for school supplies in the beginning of the year and you have to normally get white out? I think it would be spelled W-H-I-T-E, but it's actually spelled W-I-T-E. You can look this up. I'm not making this up. Stop!
I'm looking at this!
Okay. So you would think it's spelled W-H-I-T-E, but it's actually spelled W-I-T-E. You can look this up. I'm not making this up. Insane, because nothing like exists that says the way that I've thought of it or how it should be spelled, which is super weird because, yeah. Like, it's weird. So, I mean, conspiracy theories. Whoa, let's go. All right.
Yeah. All right. Next, we have aliens. Well, not just but alien abduction stories first.
Lars,
you can insert your peanut gallery comments. All right.
Peanut gallery comments?
Yes. Peanut gallery. All right. All right. So, first, we have this couple back somewhere in the 19-something. And so, their name is Barney and Betsy Hill. Who dates their child, Barney? It's been a real long time.
Barney?
Until you said
seriously?
That, I actually Barney? Thought the Barney was, like, the purple dinosaur. Like, I was thinking
I was
that
like,
it was the actual purple dinosaur.
Who does
dinosaur.
That anymore?
And the guy in the purple dinosaur costume
yeah, exactly.
was in his car, and, like, he got
abducted
by an
alien.
Was he?
I'm pretty sure he was.
Was Hey,
what?
Siri. Hey, Siri. Was the guy who played Barney arrested? Okay, let's see. This is from BuzzFeed. 10 things you never knew about the man who played Barney. Here's what David Joyner, the man inside the purple suit, told us about being your childhood TV buddy.
That's nope. When he was arrested.
He wasn't arrested.
There was something about him being arrested.
He wasn't arrested. Laura, you were wrong. Okay.
All right, this Barney guy must have been before Barney, because, like, yeah, 19-something. Barney and Betty Hill. All right, so first, they were in their car. They were driving. This guy, Barney, he was like, hey, that strange thing is following us. He thought it was a satellite. And then he was like, I should go check it out. And this is the strange thing, because the Air Force base near there confirmed that a piloted UFO thing. Oh my gosh. Was that another bird?
Oh my gosh.
Was that another bird?
The bird just crashed.
Was that just another bird? I was like scared out of. Basically, he got out of his car to go see what this strange UFO thing was doing, and he reported that, like, it was like a pancake-shaped disc, you know, classic UFO, and that there was, like, these strange, like, beings, like, in the front part with the windows. He was, like, so scared, and they got back into his car with his wife, and there was, like, this strange vibrations, and he was like, this is crazy. Basically, he stopped, I'm pretty sure, and he was basically abducted into the alien ship. He was dumped out 2 hours away from his previous location and 35 miles away with tattered clothes and frozen watches. And then after that, they reported their story and, like, questioned by these medical people. They could describe these beings with very large heads, and the girl, Betty, said that she could redraw this map of stars that was apparently in the ship on a piece of paper. Crazy, right?
I know. Wait, I want to add something from the peanut gallery. How do we know this is all true?
I don't know. I'm just saying what I found on this interweb.
Interweb? Oh,
interweb.
Yeah. That's
interweb.
Totally
interweb.
A really credible source.
All right. Next one.
Oopsie.
We have the Allegash Waterway. So basically back in the 19-somethings again. Three guys, you know, just on a fishing boat, chilling, doing their own business, and they saw this strange, colorful UFO in the distance, and they were like, this is weird. So, you know, like any regular human being, they frantically rowed to shore, but then they were basically, like, it came closer, and they were like, ah! And then they got abducted.
And then they were gone forever, and they
no. And then they were deposited back onto the bank of the waterway. And they said that they were experimented on.
Oh.
And when they were being questioned about this, they all passed lie detector tests. So the lie detector tests from the government said that they were telling the truth.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. They were like, we were experimented on. And they said that they saw these beings with large metallic heads and metallic eyes.
Were they, like, bigger than them? Do you know that?
Large heads. Yeah. And then the last one. This is weird. Okay, so this last one, it's called Eitli Moor. It is a tract of open, uncultivated upland, a heath. That's what Google says. So basically, he was in this place, and this guy, Philip Spencer, he's a retired policeman. So he was walking through it, and he saw this small, strange being, about 4 feet tall, out in the distance. And he got a photograph of this being, all right? He got a photograph, and as the being was trying to wave to him, I think this was some sort of warning or something, but, you know, no beings ever heed to warnings. So, Philip Spencer tried to chase after it. Great idea. And
yeah,
then,
he's smart.
Basically, from the moor, this dome UFO arose, and... Yeah, and he was basically abducted, and he could not remember the hour of missing time.
Just so you know, we're already at 15 minutes.
He had a watch frozen, again.
Frozen watches!
He had a watch frozen. His compass was demagnetized.
What do you mean, demagnetized compass?
I don't know, they're aliens. They got strange technology up there.
Technology.
So he had a frozen watch, and his compass was demagnetized. And... other than that, he had no other recollection of this hour of missing time. And he was dumped back in the moor as he watched the UFO fly away. And then he took the photo and turned it in, and the photo analysis guy that was his job, said that the photo was genuine, like it was real.
Like the being was real.
Yeah, like the photo itself, like he didn't like Photoshop it in
there. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's scary though.
Yeah.
Is that all of the theories?
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Good job.
Three alien abduction stories.
All right. Next theories. These are like celebrity theories and government theories. So they're kind of interesting, but like some of them could be dark. I'm just warning you now. If you don't like dark things, the last one I'm going to be covering is kind of dark. The first celebrity theory I have is the 27 Club. A bunch of celebrities... they've died at the age of 27, but it's all been in, like, weird ways, and it's all been sudden. And many people say that they've sold their souls to the devils, which is kind of weird because, I mean, it's a little sketchy, and there's not much information behind this other than a bunch of coincidences.
Hashtag shady.
And the reason why this is actually a theory is because there's, like, a myth behind it. This guy found a man with a guitar outside his house, and the man with the guitar, he said, "You may take this guitar, but you must trade your soul for the guitar." But the catch behind it was the guitar had like magical powers, and it would make him extremely famous. And it did make him extremely famous, but at 27, he died all of a sudden, and people believe that's because the
devil.
Who is
this person?
I have no idea.
If he's so famous, how do you not know who he is?
I don't know, but he took a swim. I don't believe this theory because it has too many factors that can, like, it just doesn't
strange
sound
being
real.
That you don't even, like, question. You're like, yeah, sure, give me the car.
Here's my soul. I'm
here
just gonna
is
give
my
it to
soul.
You. So, I mean, I think it's fake, but that's just me. The next one is the Kanye West theory. This is when he was at a concert. He said he would... vote for Trump, which apparently Trump is like with the Illuminati. I don't know much about that. He says he went on a rant 2 days later after that concert. He said these things. He was taken to a mental hospital on one of those, like, you know, those chairs, and they like strap you down to it. I don't know what they're called.
I don't know.
But he was taken to the mental hospital on one of those, and people say that he was taken there to get reprogrammed by the Illuminati to say rant.
Plug a USB into his head. Install Crow
to say good things about the Illuminati and not bad things. But again, this doesn't sound very true. He could have just been speaking in mind like any other person would do.
Installing.
And he would actually need mental health. Like, I think he has a lot of issues and that he actually needs mental help for it. But
who knows?
Yeah, who knows? And, I mean, a bunch of celebrities voted for Trump. Like, I don't know any off the top of my head, but I bet you a bunch did, and it's like, it's not common knowledge. Yeah, he won.
So a lot of people had to vote for him.
This last theory is FEMA camp. And this is a very dark theory, so if you do not want to listen to this, then you don't have to. The theory behind this is that the government is trying to use martial law to take over the whole country and control everything. Essentially, these, like, FEMA is a military organization after, like, a really huge disaster.
FEMA,
Federal Emergency Management Agency. And after, like, a really big disaster, like a terrorist attack or a huge earthquake, they'll come in and they have to try to get everybody safe, figure out how they're going to handle the situation. But people think that after the disaster, they're going to try to come in and figure out how to take over. Martial law can be initiated by a huge event that affects the whole country. Martial law is kind of like that. The government controls everything you do, everything that happens, everything that you see. You pretty much get everything taken away, like all your rights. The military has
not the rights, all we have are the lefts.
Oh my gosh. The military has control over everything and everything you do. People also believe that FEMA camps, they're similar to concentration camps, and we all know what those are. I'm not going to go in detail because that was a terrible time in our history. People believe that the government is setting up these FEMA camps. The government are going to put Americans into these FEMA camps and then start to slowly kill them off to, like, start a new nation. And this would be the start of the new world, aka the Illuminati. There are random buildings around the world that you're banned from going into because the government does not want you to go in there. And people think
that's very suspicious.
The biggest building that could be right under our noses is Walmart. I mean, it's kind of a stretch.
I always knew whenever something's shady. You can't sell that many kinds of goldfish and not be shady.
Oh my gosh. So, some Walmarts are being turned into FEMA camps, which sounds kind of crazy, but it could be true.
Like, why are they so big?
Yeah, why are they so big? Target is better, but I mean,
Target has some pretty good cheese. Yeah, I've had some pretty good cheese dips from there.
And they have really good pizza. Like, they have this pizza places right in the Target center.
Oh, yeah.
Those are so good.
And the Starbucks?
We have to get back into the theory. Okay. Oh, like, about a year ago, six Walmarts around the nation closed down for 6 months.
Six months and no renovations.
They said that they were having plumbing issues, but 6 months is a really, really long time. Eyewitnesses say that during this time, there was a lot of military action. There were bunches of police cars surrounding the Walmarts. There were helicopters. There was underground action, and there were booming noises like bombs being set off. I probably shouldn't be saying this, but there's like a military underground railroad thing where they can like go from one place to another underground. And if you look at a map of it, right where the Walmarts are, they cross right through there. So the underground booming noises that they were hearing, like, that could have been that.
I actually went to an underground railroad place before.
Really?
Yeah, I went to this place. It was kind of a shady place. I don't know what it really was, but, like, we went there, and they were, like, they had a underground railroad, and so we went there, and they opened up those cellar doors, and we went down there. It was super small, and it was, like, just, like, a square box, and then there was just squares going out. This used to be part of the underground railroad. It was pretty cool. Like, they were tiny squares. I'm, like, people must have to crawl through those. Like, it was awful. Not what you expect. You know, you think of, like, these giant, like, open spaces with, like, vendors selling things. But no. They're, like, tiny. They went upstairs and they showed us this part. They moved a table and then they ripped up the floorboards that, like, They came off. And there was, like, a chute that went down to the basement that they would put food down for the slaves that would go down there. This is a real thing. Like, other houses did this. They would have floorboards that would come up, and they would put food down to, like, feed the slaves that came there. It was cool.
That's cool. Okay. We went on a tangent, but that's okay. It was an interesting tangent. It's okay. My opinion on this theory is I think it could be real. There is a chance that it could be, just because, like, I don't have any knowledge of the government. I don't know anybody who works for the government. So, I mean, I don't have any kind of, like, inside knowledge on this sort of thing. So, I mean, it could be true. What do you think, Laura?
Maybe we should infiltrate the CIA. Don't arrest us.
Let's go infiltrate the CIA and find out for ourselves. Let's do it.
Yep.
Let's do it. All right. They're a big stretch.
They are a stretch.
The Mandela effect, that's interesting, but it could be
parallel universes.
Yeah. I would expect
perpendicular universes, but parallel universes? Like, oh man.
Let's do another would you rather then. Okay. Would you rather be able to fly
or read minds?
I would rather be able to fly. Just
like reading minds, I'm like, boy, I don't want to know what's going on in your mind. Like, that's important to me.
I feel like you could get arrested for that, just for like infiltrating somebody's privacy.
Like, oh, but we could go to the government and be like,
ooh, oh yeah, we can figure out what they're actually.
What are you thinking?
But then again, flying is super cool. Like,
I could just fly to Hawaii and be like, yep, mom.
Exactly.
You don't have to pay in 2 days.
You don't have to pay for airport fare or whatever.
Oh my gosh, and security? Please.
Exactly. Like, they'll never see you coming because you'll be in the clouds. So,
exactly.
There. So, I would rather fly.
I would be flying and then the airplane would come and it would be like the classic thing where like you roll over the taxi.
Yeah,
like. And then I just fly into the airplane and they're like, what? And I'm like, hey.
Okay.
Or I'd fly past the people in the windows, like sleeping, and I'd be like, knock, knock.
What's up? Hey. Okay, so that was our show. Stay tuned for more episodes about conspiracy theories. Woo, bye.
Bye.